It's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. Pulitzer Prize-winning humorist Dave Barry was a syndicated columnist for 20 years. He's the author of more than 30 books that encompass fiction for adults and young readers, as well as collections of essays on everything from parenthood to the joys and challenges of aging. He'll be speaking at the Meyerhoff tomorrow evening to wrap up this season of the Baltimore Speakers Series presented by Stevenson University. Sheila Cast will host that event, and Dave Barry joins me on the phone from Miami. Good morning.
Good morning.
You write voluminously. You have just produced so much content, as they like to call it in this.
I'm a content provider.
You're a content provider, and you have provided lots and lots of content. Thomas Mann once wrote that a writer is someone for whom writing is more difficult than it is for other people. It doesn't appear that writing is difficult for you. I mean, do you write pretty fastly, pretty easily?
No. I agree with Thomas Mann, great content provider Thomas Mann. The idea is especially when you write humor, to make it look as though you just sat down, had a beer, and out it came. You know, I don't mean the beer; I mean the words. But then, the truth is, for me, it's a very slow process. I spend a lot of time just staring at the screen, and a lot of time thinking, "Boy, that's not funny." I agonize over it, but then when it's all done, it's supposed to look like it was easy. But I sort of compare it to when you watch a stand-up comic deliver a routine. He'll look as though he's just thinking it up as he's doing it, but that's not obviously what happened. Or a magician, a really good magician, does a trick. It appears effortless. Obviously, the magician spent, you know, who knows how many hours making it that way. That's how I think of writing.
And, of course, a couple of weeks after you're here, a play that's based on a book that you wrote with Ridley Pearson is going to be at the Hippodrome Theater. It's called Peter and the Star Catcher. Tell us a little bit about that. This is, I guess, a prequel to Peter Pan, huh?
Yeah. Ridley and I co-wrote a book called Peter and the Star Catchers, which became ultimately a five-part series. But the first in the book is a prequel to Peter Pan. They're all part of that same story, but it's our version of how a boy came to be immortal and able to fly and living on an island with pirates and fairies and mermaids, none of which is really explained in the J.M. Barrie book. And so we came up with the idea, well, we'll try to explain it. We wrote a fairly straightforward young adult adventure tale. It was adapted as a play, Peter and the Star Catcher, singulars, by Rick Ellis, who wrote Jersey Boys, who just transformed it into this marvelous stage vehicle. It's a wonderful thing to see. Very funny, much funnier than our book, and just an amazingly magical play.
You wrote that with Ridley Pearson, another writer, and you also play in a band with Ridley Pearson and a bunch of other writers, Stephen King, Scott Turow, Amy Tan, Mitch Albom. The band's called Rock Bottom Remainders. What's the band like?
Well, we're terrible. Roy Blunt Jr. is one of our members, and he has described our genre as hard-listening music, which is fairly accurate. We have a lot of good writers in the band. We don't have a lot of great musicians in the band. And the other thing is we don't rehearse, which we understand. We think that's kind of almost unfair to practice the songs ahead of time, but we understand a lot of bands do that, and that probably is one of the things distinguishing us from, say, the Rolling Stones.
Well, it could wreck the spontaneity, however. So
spontaneity is one word for it. Yeah.
And of course, you write so much. You've written books, and you had a television show based on essays and columns you'd written. A movie, based on a book you wrote. What's it like writing with another person? In this case, Ridley Pearson on the Starcatcher series.
It requires a lot. First of all, you have to be friends. You have to be pretty good friends because you're going to end up arguing. If you're a writer, you're used to it being your words that appear, and it's kind of an odd feeling when it's somebody else's and your words, you know, merging together. Ridley and I had some pretty funny arguments. At one point, I said to him, and I was not kidding, a mermaid would not do that.
As if you would know what a mermaid would do. By the way, I noticed that your latest book is You Can Date Boys When You're 40. What does that take up?
Well, it's the title essay, You Can Date Boys When You're 40, is an essay about having a daughter. She's now 14, and the horror that comes over a dad when boys start to come around, because I'm a male, I'm a lifelong male, and so I was a boy once, and I know what they're thinking, and we, as a gender, we're scum, let's be honest. You know, of all the genders, we're the worst one. I don't want that gender around my daughter. So that's the sort of the title essay is based on my feelings about being the father of a girl. And but there are a number of other essays in the book. I took my daughter to a Justin Bieber concert and wrote about that.
Live to tell the tale. Yeah. Congratulations.
I read 50 Shades of Grey in an attempt to understand what women are thinking, and I wrote about that. I went to Israel, wrote about that. So it's a bunch of different topics.
Well, Dave Barry, we appreciate your time this morning. Look forward to your talk tomorrow night.
Tom, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Dave Barry, his latest book is called You Can Date Boys When You're 40, a collection of essays. He'll be speaking at the Joseph Meyerhoff Symphony Hall tomorrow night in this season's final edition of the Baltimore Speakers Series presented by Stevenson University. Sheila Cast will host that event. The series is sold out, but next month, the musical play based on the children's novel Dave Barry wrote with Ridley Pearson, Peter and the Starcatcher, comes to the Hippodrome. It opens May 6th. For information and for a link to the list of speakers on next year's Baltimore Speakers Series, come to WIPR.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Lots more ahead. Stay with us. ¶¶